It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter, have you subscribed to our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you haven't, why not? Our WhatsApp channel is our opportunity to keep in touch with you, to send you links to podcasts when they go live, to let you know what's coming up on the show. We will send you one or two messages a day. We won't spam you, and you're part of the community. So it's our way of keeping in touch with you and telling you everything and anything that's going on Opinions Matter. So if you would like to be a subscriber to our WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with the words add me. By reply, we will send you a link to our WhatsApp channel, and then you just hit subscribe and then you're in the loop. Okay, so once again, send the words add me to 085-825-2626. You'll get a link back which will have the link to our WhatsApp channel and you can join us there. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Ireland has been urged to follow Wales' example and ban greyhound racing. Now, you may have heard this in the news, that the Welsh government has said it is looking at getting rid of dog racing as soon as practically possible in an effort to protect the welfare of the animals. Now, there's only one greyhound racing track in Wales, and they say it will be closed by 2026. Now, in Ireland, we have 17 greyhound racing tracks, and the industry is supported by government grants every single year. Now, Wales isn't the first country to ban greyhound racing. It was banned just before Christmas by the government in New Zealand. And in Mexico, all greyhound stadiums have now closed down. So we're asking, should we, for once and for all, finally ban greyhound racing?
Are they busy at the moment? Now, I have, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite, and Adrian won't mention this, but I'll mention it on his behalf. Myself and Adrian have been to many dog nights. So don't come at me with you, oh, I disagree with it, because...
No, I wasn't going to say I disagree with it, but I think it's time we moved on.
Because if you did disagree with it, you wouldn't...
Yes, we used to have listener parties and everything in Shelburne, but... I've moved on from it. I just don't get it anymore. I just don't see the need for it anymore, if I'm to be honest.
It's a great night out.
It is a great night out.
It's a very exciting night out.
It is a good night out, Jim. I'm not going to argue that.
It's done very well. I will just say, in my experience of it, and lots of you will know more than I do, in my experience of it, and from talking to dog trainers and stuff, they all seem to absolutely love their greyhounds.
They do. But in some cases, they love their greyhound when their greyhound is doing really well and winning races. Don't know if that love stays around when the greyhound is retired from his racing career.
But again, myself and Adrian have gone to them regularly.
I haven't been to the dogs since long before COVID. So yeah, it's over 5 years since I was at the dogs. And so I won't say I miss it, because I don't.
Okay, so because you're afraid of cancel culture, you're afraid to say that you still enjoy it.
I've seen all of the documentaries that have been made.
I'm telling you, if you were invited to the dogs tonight with a free bar for the whole night, you'd be there with knobs on. You would.
If you'd let me finish, I'm over it. I'm over greyhound racing. I don't see the need to go to it anymore. I've seen all the documentaries. I've seen the cruelty that's been exposed where it comes to dog racing.
But you go to horse racing.
I haven't been to horse racing for years
You do go at Christmas.
I haven't been since before COVID.
Yeah, but you do go.
I literally haven't been to racing since before COVID either.
Okay. So you've completely turned around.
I'm not in a rush.
You've seen the error of your ways.
I don't necessarily believe horse racing should be banned. I do think that dog racing should be banned.
But then you're a hypocrite.
Why?
Because if you either believe in the welfare of animals or you don't, and haven't seen the way some horses that have to be put to sleep after they have nasty falls. You either agree with animals being used for...
You've no issue whatsoever with dogs being used for human entertainment and gambling. Because that's what it is.
No, I'm not going to be a hypocrite because I've been to the Docks.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Now, if you'd like to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note.
Now, my wife, on the other hand, it's something that we don't even bring up in the house anymore because she would be on the opposite side of things.
Okay, so if you were to say, come on, we'll go and have a night of the Docks of the weekend.
She wouldn't step foot inside.
Okay. Let me go to Jojo. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jojo?
Hi, how are you?
Now, Jojo, what do you want to say on this?
I just think, my opinion is, it's just animal abuse. It's an absolute disgrace. It makes my stomach sick that people voluntarily make their animals run for people's entertainment. Like, I can't wrap my head around it. Like, I have my own dog that I rescued, and I couldn't even imagine, no, she's not a racer dog, obviously, but I just couldn't imagine ever putting her on a track and letting her run around like a fucking lunatic chasing after a fake rabbit.
I know, but the animals seem to love it. They seem to absolutely love running.
Okay, so put them in the field and let them run. Why do you have to entertain them for human entertainment? Like, why? They're not born for human entertainment. They're born.
No, but they are. The breed of dog, greyhounds, are born to run very fast. They are very fast animals. They like chasing, albeit a fake hare or rabbit or whatever it is. But what harm in the dogs having a race?
You can do that in your own personal way. You can do that in your own personal way. You don't need to bring them to a track and let them race with other dogs. Like, to me, it's just abuse. That's the simple thing of it. Same with horse racing. It's absolutely disgusting. I was watching them, I don't know what it was, Grand National or whatever it was, and they literally had the horse blindfolded and forced the horse into whatever the little shack is. And force the horse to run. Like, I think that's abuse, because you're forcing your animals to participate in something they don't want to do.
So you would like to see an outright ban on dog racing and horse racing, would you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I give an applause to all those countries that have banned them already, because clearly other countries see what I'm saying. Otherwise, if everyone agreed to it, then it wouldn't be happening. But clearly there's something wrong with it for other countries to be banning it, you know?
So what would you say then to this message that just came into us, and it said, greyhound racing is very popular. Such a ban wouldn't happen. People wouldn't stand for it. People want to go to greyhound racing. There is no harm to the dogs being raced. It's not abuse at all.
Is there not a thing that if your horse or your dog starts to like slow down, that they just shoot the animals after the races if they're not up to standard?
No, they don't shoot dogs just at the end of a race because he didn't win.
No, like if it starts to get old and stuff and they're no use to racing. No, they put those animals down.
No, they're retired. There was a time that sort of thing probably did happen, but they're now retired. Do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
I don't think it should be banned. I think apparently somebody was saying that the rules are already very strict on how dogs should be treated. I think maybe they need to be reined in even tighter again. I definitely think there are an awful lot of good owners out there that when the dog has, done their career, they're cared for as pets, and they're they're looked after throughout their careers. But I think there's equally as many very, very bad owners out there that if the dog didn't win a race, they would, as the other caller said, shoot them.
No, I don't believe that happens at all. I genuinely would say
that bad owners, maybe if not shoot them, just kick them out and let them, fend for themselves, just dump them, get rid of them, whatever.
Retire them, Rob. Retire them.
No. I said I'm sure there are some bad owners out there that don't care about the dogs in any way, shape or form.
Okay, but
if the dog's not winning, they would just get rid of them.
If there are lots of people who don't care about their dogs, then why not ban it? You're saying not to ban it.
I didn't say lots. I said some.
Okay, but you're always going to get bad eggs in all walks of life.
Yeah, no, but this way, I think the rules should be clamped down even harder. Dogs shouldn't be allowed to compete if it can't be verified that they are being looked after in accordance to very, very strict guidelines.
But there is very, very strict guidelines. That's the fact of it.
Well, I apparently was only told this on Facebook. Now I don't actually know what the rules I'm sure there are, obviously are certain standards in place, but I wouldn't say everybody fully adheres to them, and the dog shouldn't be allowed to compete if there's any indication that these guidelines are not being adhered to.
Okay, stay there for a second, Robert. Let me go to Catherine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, Adrian. I'm really good. Thanks for having me on.
So, Catherine, we see just across the water in Wales, the Welsh government has announced that it is to ban greyhound racing from next year.
Absolutely fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, New Zealand made a similar move just before Christmas, and their ban will come into place next year as well.
Brilliant.
Is it time that we followed suit here in Ireland?
Oh, absolutely. I'm one of the people that was brought to court by Shelburne Stadium. We brought to the High Court a few years ago and we won with the right to demo outside. And we continue to do so every Saturday. The numbers are going in there are abysmal. It's only the breeders and the trainers going in. The general public has actually said no to this abysmal prehistoric animal abusive trade. If it wasn't for the government money, 20 million a year propping them up, they would be closed long ago. It's absolutely wonderful. Any animal lover who doesn't support this, I wouldn't believe it. Because if you love animals, you don't use them, abuse them, or, you know, use them for profit. It's absolutely brilliant news. I'm so delighted.
Okay, now that's, obviously I'm not surprised to hear you saying this about greyhound racing, because I know you've been very involved in protesting against it for a number of years.
Long time.
And like I said, New Zealand and Wales have now announced a ban. Do you see it happening here in Ireland? Because I know you're saying that the public turnout is abysmal.
But
there are still people going.
Very few. Like, we had one night there and it was a severe winter night. We were standing outside Shelburne Stadium and we counted something like less than 50 people going in. One of the ladies had the clicker. Less than 50 people. That they couldn't be paying for heat, staff, insurance. They couldn't be paying for it. They just could not be covering their costs with 50 people going in.
Okay, so what do you say to people who say, as that message I read a minute ago, I don't know if you heard it, it is very popular and people don't want to be told not to go to greyhound racing. They should be able to go if they want to.
No, it's not popular, and it's not about what people want. It's about the poor animals. Animals have no voice and no choice, and that's why we will never stop demoing outside until we get this vile prehistoric trade closed down. We're one of, I think, 5 or 6 or 7 countries in the world that allows it. Why are we not a civilized country and step up and be behind the animals and say no to all animal abuse? Like last year, the stats, I'll give you some stats from last year. 1 in 8 are injured on the track. We don't know where they go. You know, where do these animals go? 1 in 15 are killed. So last year, 202 died. And this is the IGB records themselves, which I don't believe. They said 397 were injured on the track. Now, a lot of those injuries, they are euthanized because it's too expensive or they can't fix them or they don't want to fix them or whatever the reason is. If that's not too many dogs, that's over 500 dogs injured or died on our track last year. If that's not too many dogs, one dog is too many. How dare we mistreat animals like this in a civilized country?
I could argue with you, Catherine, that bearing in mind there are 17 greyhound stadiums in the country, 397 injuries in a year doesn't seem like an awful lot to me.
One injury is too many. One death is too many. We've no right to do this.
Dogs get injured every day of the week.
Yeah, but they're not forced to bred and forced to breed. I mean, I sent you on the video of the hair coursing competition. Can you believe in this day and age we allow hair coursing using a live hair? What is wrong with people? It is wrong. It is abuse of animals and it will be stopped. These people who are involved in this vile trade need to get real men and women's jobs and not be profiting off the backs of animal suffering. I mean, everyone has seen RTE running for their lives. We have knackered yards in Ireland. We have 2 or 3 left where you can bring your dog and get it killed for €10. Bullet in the head for €10. What kind of people are we? We're meant to be a nation of animal lovers. 6,000 puppies, up to 6,000 shot yearly for not running fast enough.
So what do you say to people who still get great entertainment out of a night of the dogs?
Go to a boxing match where people choose voluntarily to get in the ring. Go to a badminton match. Go to a basketball match. Go to a football match where human beings have the right to choose. Animals have no choice. We have to stop all exploitation of animals and the greyhound industry. Like when they're finished here in Ireland and they break a leg or something, they're sent to Pakistan, China, where they're bred and bred and bred. They're chained up outside. And then at the end of their days, the really unlucky ones are boiled alive and they eat them. Like, what is wrong with us exporting animals to countries where they've no animal welfare laws and we know they're going to be abused? What is wrong with Ireland and Irish people?
Stay with me for a second, Catherine.
I will.
Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Jess just did.
I wouldn't say ban it, because that just seems to be the thing of, if we don't like something, let's just ban it. And that's a wrong attitude to have. But when you think about a horse racing, a dog racing is... people like people do it for because of family income. They've done it for generations. It's in their family. What do you do then when you take that away? They'll lose their livelihood. Do people ever think about that? It's not abuse. The dogs run for like, what, 10 seconds, 30 seconds? It's not like they're running miles and miles and miles till they're exhausted. Like, I do think the standards need to be held better. Like, if a horse doesn't want to get into the gate, make it a non-runner. I'll agree on that. But there's no sense in just banning it just because people don't like it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Should we follow the lead of Wales and New Zealand and Mexico, actually, and ban greyhound racing? That's the question we're asking. Or maybe you're somebody who loves going to greyhound racing, or maybe you are a greyhound owner. Like you, Linda, welcome to Opinions Matter. How are you?
I am. I got involved in the sport through my father, who had greyhounds all his life, and we had them as family pets. And I'm a nurse by trade, but, you know, the calling of the greyhounds always came back to me. So when I came back home to Ireland here, I got the greyhounds myself and started looking after them. And it's just a labour of love, really. And the community of people that look after and care for their greyhounds are just the salt of the earth people. And one of the things I heard there...
Sorry, Linda, can I just ask you before you go on, do you race your greyhounds?
I do indeed. I actually, it was too much work for me to race them myself. So I pay a trainer to look after them for me, because it takes quite a bit of work, you know, to, you know, feed them, walk them, massage them, make sure their teeth are done, make sure their nails are done. And so, yes, I have a trainer that trains my dogs for me. And then I keep the, when they retire, I have got two retired greyhounds here myself. And then the other greyhounds, we have a few syndicate dogs that retired recently, and we got them rehomed through the Irish Retired Greyhound Trust, and they're living the life of Riley over in Florida at the moment.
Okay, so when people complain about dog racing in particular, and the conversation of horse racing is probably for another day. I know people like Catherine would like to see that banned as well, but let's just deal with dog racing. A lot of people believe that it is a cruel sport, loads of animals being injured, loads of animals being kind of tossed aside when they retire if they're no good at racing. In other words, we should not be getting human entertainment from these animals.
Oh, sure, look. The thing is, whenever you have a greyhound that runs at 40 or 45 mile per hour, you need somewhere safe to let that dog go. My two retired greyhounds had no injuries during their whole racing career. And you see, when I let them go in my garden, I have to just close my eyes half time, because they run around there, and the next thing I hear that, and I look over and I think, have you hurt yourself? And they shake it off and they run on. So, I mean, these dogs run very fast. It's like they're going to get injuries. And what I would love to see is people actually recording the amount of injuries between and comparison with pet greyhounds that are retired, or with other dogs that are out in the park, and maybe they get into fights with other dogs in the park. We've got no data to compare this against. Whenever them greyhounds run on the track, that track is rolled, it's watered, it's flattened, it's tested to make sure it's not too hard, it's not too soft. The track is ergonomically designed to make sure that the dogs can run at speed and do it as safely as they possibly can. And them dogs absolutely love getting to the track. And you know how I know that? If I take either of my two greyhounds out of the kennel right now, they will pull me to the car and they will be hoping that I'm going to drive to the track with them.
Okay, so they're that into the racing that they get. It's a highlight of their life, basically.
Well, it is, because it's the absolute thrill. Now, I was at a track there over the weekend, and they had a technical hitch because of the rain. And the wee lure, you know, the wee cover on the lure, it fell off because it was because of the rain or whatever. It fell off before it even got to the traps. And the traps went up, and the dogs ran round for two circuits just just for the fun of it, you know. They just did that for the fun of it. It was the pure thrill of it. And actually, they were running really fast for about, you know, for the first circuit, thinking, we must be chasing something. And then they actually realised, well, there's nothing there. So they just kept running anyway. And they were just playing with each
other.
Okay,
the point being, they absolutely love running.
They do. And it's not for our entertainment that I go greyhound racing. I take my dogs to the track because it's the safest place for me to let them dogs off to make sure they're not going to injure themselves.
Okay, but I'm sure you like to win the odd prize. People like to bet on your dogs when they're racing. So there is human entertainment involved.
Well, there is for people that want to gamble, but I personally have no interest in gambling, never did. For me, I have no children, okay? And my greyhounds, I have had the 14-year-old mother of my retired dog. We've had her since we bought her at 2 years of age. I have the 9-year-old daughter that's out there with me now in the garden. She's out in the sun there sunbathing. And her two daughters are now, our daughter and son is over in Florida. And that's the end of an era for me from that legacy. But I, from that bloodline, but I know the mother, I know the grandmother. I know
okay,
the children,
so your point being that you care, and indeed the community you believe cares for these animals better than anybody could expect.
Yes, and my friend often said to me that when she was a wee girl, she remembered her mother saying to her father, look, if I ever get reincarnated, will you bring me back as a greyhound, for it gets far more massages and good feeding than I do.
Okay, so I want to bring Catherine back in again. Catherine is an animal rights campaigner. Catherine, it sounds absolutely idyllic, the way Linda has described the life of these greyhounds.
Okay, so Linda, do you ace your dogs in the abysmal ice cold weather and the heat? Like, we've stood outside Shelburne Cole Stadium in the freezing cold and in the heat of the summer last year, these couple of years. We've rang the warden, we've rang the guards, we've rang everyone. These so-called owners who love their dogs, racing them in like 30 degrees and 28 degrees and -4 and 6 degrees. Is that loving your animal?
Well, look, you know, there are regulations about when you can and can't race the
really?
Dogs.
Really? Shelburne has never been closed. Shelburne has never been closed.
You asked me a question and you never let me finish. Are you going to let me speak or are you just going to argue with me? There are regulations about greyhound racing, when it can and when it can't happen. And as long as the racing surface is safe and not frozen, that is the main criteria. As long as it's not too waterlogged, as long as it's not hard, and as long as it's well enough packed, the racing surface is key. Now, these dogs go out for about 30 seconds to run round for 30 seconds. And are you telling me that people with pet dogs don't let their pet dogs out in their garden whenever it's very hot or very cold to even go to the toilet? If I let them out in the garden here now, no matter what the weather is, they run round the garden in a circle just for the fun of it, and they go to the toilet and then they go back in again. They have their coats on them, and if it's too cold and if it's too hot, then they go back in and get a drink of water, and they're in a cool kennel or a warm kennel, whatever they need. We love our dogs, and Catherine, I think you're forgetting that. We're not all bad people. How could so many millions of people that keep greyhounds around the world all be bad people? We love our dogs.
Okay, why are most countries banning it then?
I'll tell you why Wales is banning greyhound racing. And if you listened to the TV last Thursday, you would have heard Hugh Griffiths on the TV talking about the Welsh ban. And the words he actually used was that the Labour government needed to pass the Welsh budget, and they hadn't enough people to pass it. They needed the support of one Liberal Democrat candidate, who is Jane Dodds. And Jane Dodds had a personal interest in banning greyhound racing because of a story she kept telling about Arthur, her retired greyhound. And he actually said that the budget was pushed through based on the sweetener that Jane Dodds was given they would move to ban greyhound racing in Wales. So it was a political move. It was not.
What about every other country in the world? What about every other country who's banned it? Every other civilised country?
No, you can't.
What about every other country?
I'll tell you, if you would let me speak. If you want to talk about New South Wales, remember back in 2017, New South Wales banned greyhound racing. And now let me finish, Catherine. You've asked me a question. Will you let me finish?
I'm speaking to my dog. I haven't ever said a word to you. And just, right, you know, okay. I just want to go back to, you said you keep your dogs outside in kennels, do you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I can show you a picture of my kennels. I have two kennels outside.
You shouldn't have dogs unless you have them in the house.
Listen, first of all, I'm going back to your question about New South Wales, and then I'll go to your kennel question. And I hope that the commentators will let me finish what I'm saying, because you're making a personal attack on me, and that's very unfair. Right. First of all, the New South Wales government banned greyhound racing in 2017. Then Mike Baird, their premier, said, we made a mistake. And that's the words he said. We made a mistake. We listened to propaganda and we made a mistake. And they reversed the ban. They lost the elections. They reversed the ban. And greyhound racing is now thriving in New South Wales with some extra legislation and policies and procedures to protect greyhounds, which is great news. So something good did
Let me ask you, Linda, how do you feel? Firstly, when you hear the likes of Wales deciding to ban greyhound racing, and this constant pressure on greyhound racing from people like Catherine, who by her own admission regularly protests outside Shelburne Park, that pressure is relentless almost, is it not?
Do you know, it is relentless, and I would call it propaganda, because there's a lot of people that's telling stories about pet greyhounds by pet names, and whenever you ask them the racing name of them greyhounds, they will not tell you, because we can trace any greyhound back, and especially since the advent of the internet now, we can contact owners, breeders, trainers, anybody that was involved with that dog's care. And if you look on the Your Greyhounds History Facebook page, there's over 20,000 people have searched their histories of pet greyhounds they have, and they have found that the information they have been given has not been entirely
okay.
True.
Catherine, let me just throw that straight back to you, that people like you protesting against greyhound racing are basically just guilty of spreading propaganda.
Well, I know different, because we're at it a long time. I mean, I support AFAR, Bernie Wright, who's been at it for 30 years, Sentient Rights Ireland, all the different groups who are animal lovers. We know better. We're outside, we're protesting. I mean, there's a poll recently, I think it's on joe.ie, and it's 3/4 want it banned and 1/4, and all the quarter who want it kept are breeders and trainers and people like Linda.
I've seen opinion polls myself where a majority of people polled would like to see the end of greyhound racing, and that's shown up in numerous surveys over recent years.
Funny enough, if you look on the Herald today, just now, it finished today, there was a poll on the Scottish newspaper there, the Herald. It was open from the 21st of, just the 21st until the 25th, which is the day, so it was open for 4 days there. And the poll has shown 75% of people in Scotland do not want to ban racing. And that's they've only got one wee flap and track up there, but they still don't want to ban it, because, you know, if as long as there's welfare and as long as there's legislation, we can protect these animals. So, you know, polls will tell you various things depending on who's sponsoring the polls, who, you know, whatever the reason is. But the very clear question, just anybody can look up there, it's the Herald newspaper, it's been online, it's been shared.
I'm reading a survey here that was conducted last year here in Ireland, and it found that 70% of the electorate either oppose or strongly oppose the funding of the greyhound industry. Without funding for the greyhound industry, it would literally fall asunder.
Well, look, that you have to remember that funding is coming from the Horse and Greyhound Fund. So, you know, we've heard this discussion many a time, I'm sure. You know, we make so many millions that goes into the Irish Exchequer from the gambling from the bookmakers' levy, and that goes into the Irish Exchequer, and a percentage of that is given back for Irish greyhound welfare. And we only get 20% of that money. 80% is going into horse racing. So, you know, if you're going to take away our 20%, you're taking away 80% from the horses as well. And the extra money that they've been given towards greyhounds has been going towards welfare. So I can't understand why people don't want to see care centres like the couple of care centres that have been opened recently, the traceability database, you know, all these extra initiatives that have come about as a result of that money being put
okay, let me ask you then, do you see, with the likes of the ban in Wales, do you see the greyhound racing industry slowly but surely grinding to a halt? In other words, will we still be racing greyhounds in 10 years' time with public support?
It's a hard question to answer because the world is changing, but so is the way people enjoy greyhound racing. You know, I know that I heard Catherine say earlier there that, you know, a lot of people weren't coming through the doors of Shelburne. Well, it depends on what's on. You know, if you go to the Greyhound Derby, there's the place you wouldn't get into if it's absolutely bunged to the rafters. But during the week, there would be less people attending, maybe in person, but they're watching it on TV. All you have to do is look at some of them big Facebook groups or, you know, YouTube channels. I mean, the amount of viewers that's on them is incredible. So people watch it from the comfort of their own home, and it's really just the owners and trainers and maybe a few of their friends and family that go along to the track whenever it's not maybe a big meeting. So, you know, and I think there's a lot of propaganda that we're fighting against. And I think any greyhound owner or trainer would invite anybody who's any queries about greyhounds to come in to follow them for a day. Could you keep up with a greyhound trainer? Could you hook the dogs? Could you be up at 7 in the morning? Could you get them fed, give them the best of food, take them out, walk them, massage them, make sure that they're comfortable in their beds and they're warm? There's so much effort. It's a way of life. It's a way of life for the people that are involved. And people need to really think about what they're voting for before they look at the propaganda and they say, oh yeah, this is banned. I don't go to greyhound racing to enjoy myself. I go there to watch the greyhounds having the time of their lives. That's what I watch.
I'm sure you'd like to win a few bob every now and again, do you?
Listen, the track I go to, we don't, the owners, they pay maybe £15 to enter their dog, and the winner gets the prize money, you know. So look, it's not big money at all. Nothing, you know, you could not make money out of greyhound racing in this country. I mean, you'd need even if you have the best dog in the whole country, you'd still have a job because you probably had lots of other dogs before that have cost you a fortune. But look, as long as my husband doesn't know the amount of money I spend on the dogs, that's all right.
All right, Linda, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for taking our call. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. This is Kirsty.
Hi guys, it's Kirsty here. I'm in Galway. I actually have two rescue greyhounds, so I'm quite passionate about this topic. I have been listening just to the start of your show. Unfortunately, I have to go back to work here, but I'm hearing people say, oh, there's trainers that really care for their animals and owners who care for their dogs. And, you know, whenever they retire, they get rehomed. That's just not the case across the board. Yes, some are rehomed and some are treated well, but there are a lot of dogs that go unaccounted for or end up even in the records on the GRI website saying rehomed as pet, but they've actually been discovered that they've been sent to somewhere like Spain or sent into other countries to do illegal racing. But besides all that, basically these people are getting the dogs to run with the high risk that they are going to get injured and possibly killed. So they would be euthanized at the end of that. Some of the injuries that occur on the tracks do lead to the dogs being put down. So I just think it is I just think it's arrogant, to be honest, on the part of human beings that they think they have a right to abuse animals for so-called entertainment. Like, I'm agreeing that I'm sure there are trainers who, you know, feed their dogs excellently and, you know, the highest standard of nutrition. But basically they're doing it to put them on a track where they risk serious injury or death. And of course, there are a lot of owners who aren't lovely, and it is a means to an end. And yeah, the animal welfare is not at the forefront. And if it is there, it's just so that they can continue to race them, not from a genuine concern for their animal. So yeah, I would also recommend anyone who's looking to rescue a greyhound. They make amazing pets. They've got wonderful natures. They love running on their own time. In a safe place where they don't need to be bed on and, yeah, mistreated. So hope that's all good. Thank you for having me.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Kevin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this? Should we, here in Ireland, follow the lead of the Welsh and ban greyhound racing?
Listen, I'm 59 now. I lived with my partner, Darren, for 20 years, and dogs are my life. And without the dogs, there's no doubt, I'm suffering a lot of mental illness. And I have for quite a few years. I'm under the doctors in the hospital. And I've got greyhounds at home as pets. I've also got other dogs and cats at home. I'm a big animal lover, and I love my greyhound racing. They are bred to run. They love running. If you go to any track before the race and after the race, all you see is wagging tails. And it's so hurtful for me to get accused of being like horrible and treating the dogs bad and not caring and only interested in gambling. This is not true. When I was a young child growing up, my plan was to be an animal activist. And I used to go to all the meetings. I used to go to all the rallies to save animals, all kinds of animals. I've always been an animal lover. And okay, then yeah, I got involved.
But the argument here, Kevin, where it comes to greyhound racing is that it is ultimately a cruel sport. So many of the animals get badly injured. And really, at this stage, we need to stop making human entertainment out of dogs.
Yeah, but it is entertainment on some parts, the people who go there, but the people who are involved with the dogs, it's a way of life for generations of people. It's a way of life. And you have to remember, these dogs love to race. And it's like any animal. I've had a dog put to sleep, but it was a pet dog who was running around in the woods and see a fox. It broke its leg and it broke its shoulder, and we had no choice but to put it asleep. Any human who crosses the road is at risk of anything. And all these people said it's cruel. It's not cruel at all. They love to race. And there's one thing everybody is forgetting. If you stop greyhound racing, these dogs will no longer be pets. The breed will die out. And I honestly believe that. And if you notice now, things have changed so much with welfare and people's opinions. If you go on social media, okay, it is full of people with their pictures of their dogs. You know, things have changed, like society has changed. People are so supportive of their dogs. They love them. I run syndicates where I've got people joining, and it's all about the community. Greyhound community is one of the only communities I know where I've been accepted of being a gay man. There's no judgment of colour, creed,
and that's,
or sexuality.
And Darren, I'm not going to argue with any of that. And if it does the world a good for your mental health, that's fantastic, okay? No argument.
But it's not only mental health.
I know that.
Dogs enjoy to run. They're
okay.
They're loved.
So for people who protest outside greyhound stadiums, for people who want a ban on greyhound racing, you're basically saying you don't understand this industry and stop spouting propaganda, basically.
Well, yes, because I've actually gone onto an anti-greyhound site where they stole my public property of pictures of me and my greyhound, who's called Keeper Lit. His name's Shawnee. He's actually at home at the moment with me after his retirement. And they were saying, it was a beautiful picture. Look at this evil man. You can see the dog was scared, blah, blah, blah. So I went onto the site and I asked them to remove it. I spoke to admin and they said, well, okay, you seem like a real genuine person. I said, I raise thousands of pounds every year for dog charities, animal charities. You can look me up on Google, Kevin Parisi. I do it every year, not only for greyhounds, I'm a dog lover. Now, I spoke to the woman, she said to me, I said to her, why don't you actually go to a kennels and work with a trainer? Because anybody who loves their dogs would work with you together and root out any bad people. Now, there's bad people in his sport society. She said to me, well, actually, our boss did do that, and she found the people working in the kennels looked after the dogs.
Okay,
great.
So you believe there's a complete misunderstanding of this entire business?
Then she said to me, but all her members turned against her. There's some people, I've spoke to people at protests, you know, nicely. I took my dog to a protest once, and they thought... It was all saying to me, okay, your dog looks amazing.
Darren, I want to read a message that's just... Kevin. I want to read a message that's just come into us right now and get you to answer this. That clown on the air with you right now is supporting dog cruelty and he doesn't even realise it. He's not a dog lover, says Joanne. What do you say to Joanne?
Yeah, but these people don't even know us. They're saying things against us. You're evil. I even released a single, a charity single, to raise money for the home incentives for the greyhounds. And a man came on and said, you're exploiting dogs for your music. I only sold 7 copies, but I still raised £1,000.
All right. Good man, Kevin. Thanks very much indeed. Let me go to Viv. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Viv?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Should we ban greyhound racing in Ireland?
No, we shouldn't ban greyhound racing anywhere. I must point out that when racing was banned in New South Wales in Australia in 2017, it was overturned, and Mike Baird lost his job because they based the ban on a report that was full of lies from anti-racing animal activists. So, you know...
Okay, so when we hear of countries closer to Ireland deciding to ban greyhound racing, like Wales, which is the latest country following...
Let me stop you there.
What?
Wales was a deal between one Lib Dem who has an anti-racing agenda, who said that she would not vote to pass the Welsh budget, and bearing in mind they needed one extra vote to pass it, unless they banned greyhound racing.
Okay, in the case of Wales, there is only one greyhound track in Wales, so...
That's not the point.
Yeah, okay.
That's not the point.
But the point I was making earlier on is there seems to be immense pressure from protest groups and the public to end greyhound racing. What do you say to the many people listening to us now who want to see an end to greyhound racing?
I say to them... Go and visit racing greyhounds. Go to a kennel. Go to a breeder. Greyhound pups spend the most time with their mums than any other dog breed. They spend the first year of their lives with their siblings playing with toys, playing with each other. They cannot start racing until they're 15 months old. And any greyhound who does not fancy racing is rehomed as a pet then. Go and visit them. Go to a track. Go to a trainer. Look at those dogs. They're superbly looked after. They're in wonderful condition. Their tails wag. They drag their handlers down to the track, wagging their tails. Those dogs do not lie. Go and look at them. And you tell me...
Okay, do you believe that people like Catherine, we were talking to earlier on, who is... she's a very high profile animal rights campaigner. She regularly protests outside Shelburne in Dublin.
That's the word you said. Animal rights is not animal welfare. Greyhounds are the most protected dog almost on the planet. There are 200 regulations governing greyhound racing. Those dogs are inspected by a vet before and after racing. There is a vet present at every single race. There is an injury recovery scheme that pays for any vet care, for any career-ending injury. There is a rehoming scheme that pays towards rehoming the
dog.
Okay,
so what you're saying to me, Viv, is re-educate yourself. Educate yourself and you'll realise that there is no need to be talking about a ban on greyhound racing. That's really it.
Absolutely. And can I just point out that the Welsh government, before the James Dodds debacle, said... And I've got, they said it, it's in writing. We have no evidence to support a ban on greyhound racing in Wales. They then changed their mind when they did the deal with Jane Dodds to ban greyhound racing as part of her vote to get the budget through. That is pretty underhand politics, isn't it?
Thanks very much indeed for taking the call. It seems a bit shady, all right? Thank you very much indeed for taking our call. And we'll squeeze in just a couple more messages before we wrap this up. This is John.
Hi, I'm ringing in relation to the greyhound racing debate. The people who are trying to ban greyhound racing will not stop there. Without any question, they will try and ban horse racing also. It's only a matter of time. You should bring PETA, etc. on the show and ask them that question. I am pro both greyhound racing and horse racing, and both industries are doing the same thing, just with different animals.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. And Damien.
Hi, guys. Damien here. That woman, Kate or Kathy, whatever you call her, summed up just what animal rights activism is about. We know better. Typical.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Damien.
Can I just say about Damien, and it's completely unrelated to the conversation we just had, but we leave it in the podcast anyway because it's an observation. It's nothing to do with greyhounds. But Damien has a great voice for reading bedtime stories to kids. Doesn't he, though?
Let me have a listen.
Just listen.
Hi, guys. Damien here.
No, I'm not saying he's boring. No, you're getting me completely wrong. I read, my wife take turns. I do every second night.
Reading stories. You don't have a bedtime reading story voice.
I hate it. I hate reading bedtime. I skip chapters and all that, and the kids have copped onto it now. So, like, at the start of it, it's like, Jilly the fairy went over to fairyland.
The end.
And had a great time. The end. They're like, Daddy, no, that's not the story. But Damien has a real nice...
A soothing voice.
My kids say my voice is like grating cheese.
And they're right. So
okay.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. And we will catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.